Issues and crisis management in public relations. Issues and crisis management in public relations is a crucial aspect of maintaining an organization's reputation and ensuring its survival in times of adversity. This multifaceted process involves identifying potential issues, preparing for crisis, and effectively managing communication strategies to mitigate negative impacts. Here is a detailed exploration of the various components of issues and crisis management in PR. Understanding issues and crisis. Issues refer to emerging challenges or controversies that have the potential to negatively affect an organization's reputation, operations, or stakeholders. They can range from customer complaints and product recalls to legal disputes and environmental concerns. On the other hand, crises are significant events or situations that pose an imminent threat to an organization's viability, such as natural disasters, accidents, or scandals. Proactive planning. Effective issues and crisis management begin with proactive planning. This involves conducting thorough risk assessments to identify potential issues and vulnerabilities within the organization. PR professionals work closely with other departments to develop comprehensive crisis management plans that outline roles, responsibilities, and communication protocols in the event of a crisis. Establishing communication channels. One of the key aspects of crisis management is establishing clear communication channels, both internally and externally. This includes identifying spokespersons, setting up communication hotlines, and leveraging digital platforms to disseminate timely and accurate information to stakeholders, including employees, customers, investors, and the media. Crisis response strategies. In the face of a crisis, PR professionals employ various response strategies to manage the situation effectively. These may include transparency and honesty. Maintaining transparency and honesty in communication builds trust and credibility with stakeholders. Apology and accountability. Acknowledging mistakes, taking responsibility, and expressing genuine remorse can help mitigate reputational damage. Swift action. Responding quickly to address the crisis and minimize its impact is crucial in maintaining control over the narrative. Coordinated messaging. Ensuring consistency in messaging across all communication channels helps avoid confusion and misinformation. Media relations. Managing media inquiries and providing journalists with timely updates can help shape public perception and minimize negative coverage. Stakeholder engagement. Effective stakeholder engagement is essential during both issues and crises. PR professionals must listen to the concerns of stakeholders, address their needs, and keep them informed throughout the process. This may involve conducting outreach efforts, hosting town hall meetings, or leveraging social media platforms to engage with stakeholders directly. Post-crisis evaluation. After the crisis has been resolved, PR professionals conduct a thorough post-mortem evaluation to assess the effectiveness of the response and identify areas for improvements. This may involve analyzing media coverage, gathering feedback from stakeholders, and updating crisis management plans based on lessons learned. Building resilience. Building resilience is an ongoing process that involves continuously monitoring for emerging issues, updating risk assessments, and refining crisis management strategies. By staying proactive and adaptable, organizations can better prepare for and navigate future crises with confidence. Case studies. Examining real-life case studies of successful and unsuccessful crisis management efforts can provide valuable insights into best practices and pitfalls to avoid. For example, the handling of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill by BP serves as a cautionary tale of the importance of transparency, accountability, and stakeholder engagement in crisis communication. Here are various types of crisis response strategies. Proactive response. Proactive crisis response involves taking preemptive measures to prevent or minimize the impact of a crisis before it escalates. This may include implementing robust risk management processes, conducting regular audits and assessments, and establishing crisis management plans and protocols in advance. Reactive response. Reactive response involves addressing the crisis as it unfolds. This may include activating crisis management teams, assessing the situation, and implementing immediate measures to contain the crisis and mitigate its impacts. While reactive responses are necessary when crises occur unexpectedly, organizations should strive to complement them with proactive measures to better prepare for future crises. Transparent communication. Transparent communication is critical during a crisis to maintain trust and credibility with stakeholders. This involves being honest and forthcoming about the situation, acknowledging mistakes or shortcomings, and providing timely and accurate information to stakeholders. Transparency helps dispel rumors and misinformation, builds confidence in the organization's ability to manage the crisis, and fosters goodwill with stakeholders. Apology and accountability. Apologizing and taking accountability for any mistakes or wrongdoing is an important crisis response strategy. By acknowledging responsibility, expressing genuine remorse, and outlining steps to address the situation, organizations can demonstrate integrity and commitment to resolving the crisis. Apologies should be sincere, timely, and accompanied by concrete actions to rectify the situation and prevent recurrence. Swift action. Taking swift and decisive action is essential to contain the crisis and minimize its impact. This may include implementing emergency response measures, mobilizing resources, and coordinating efforts across departments or external partners. Acting promptly demonstrates organizational agility and leadership, instills confidence in stakeholders, and helps regain control over the situation. Coordinated messaging. Coordinated messaging ensures consistency and clarity in communication across all channels during a crisis. This involves establishing centralized communication protocols, designating spokespersons, and aligning messaging with the organization's values and priorities. Consistent messaging helps avoid confusion, reduces the risk of conflicting information, and reinforces key messages to stakeholders. Media relations. Effective media relations are crucial for managing the narrative and shaping public perception during a crisis. This involves proactively engaging with journalists, providing timely updates and statements, and managing media inquiries and coverage. Building positive relationships with the media can help organizations convey their messages effectively, counter negative publicity, and maintain control over the narrative. Stakeholder engagement. Engaging with stakeholders is essential for maintaining trust, managing expectations, and addressing concerns during a crisis. This may involve communicating directly with employees, customers, investors, government agencies, and other relevant stakeholders through various channels such as town hall meetings, social media, and community outreach efforts. Engaging stakeholders demonstrates transparency, empathy, and a commitment to addressing their needs and concerns. Effective crisis response strategies are essential for organizations to navigate and mitigate the impact of crisis on their reputation, operations, and stakeholders. By implementing proactive measures, transparent communication, swift action, and stakeholder engagement, organizations can effectively manage crises and emerge stronger and more resilient in the face of adversity. Crises and issues are two distinct concepts in the realm of public relations, each requiring unique approaches and strategies for management. Let us delve into their differences. Difference in nature and severity. Crisis refers to a significant event or situation that poses an imminent threat to an organization's reputation, operations, or stakeholders. Crises are typically sudden, unexpected, and severe in nature, requiring immediate attention and decisive action to mitigate their impacts. Examples of crises include natural disasters, accidents, scandals, and product recalls. On the other hand, issues are emerging challenges or controversies that have the potential to negatively affect an organization but may not pose an immediate threat. Issues are often less severe than crises and may develop gradually over time. Difference in timing and predictability. Crisis situations are more unpredictable and can occur suddenly, catching organizations off guard and requiring swift responses. In contrast, issues are often more predictable and may be identified and addressed proactively before they escalate into crisis. Difference in management approach. Crisis management requires a reactive approach focused on containing the immediate impact of the crisis, communicating effectively with stakeholders, and implementing measures to restore trust and confidence in the organization. In contrast, issues management involves a more proactive approach aimed at identifying, analyzing, and addressing emerging issues before they develop into crisis. Difference in impact and consequences. Crisis situations often have far-reaching consequences that can significantly impact an organization's reputation, financial stability, and long-term viability. In contrast, the impact of issues may be less severe but still consequential, affecting an organization's reputation, brand image, and public perception over time. In conclusion, issues and crisis management in PR is a complex and multifaceted process that requires careful planning, effective communication, and a commitment to transparency and accountability. By proactively identifying potential issues, establishing clear communication channels, and implementing robust crisis response strategies, organizations can mitigate reputational damage and safeguard their long-term success.